Okay, we're on Nun Ches Orena Vrisva Menoir. What?
The video on?
It's everything. Oh, he knows already. You know what? It's Mamash, it's Ashgocho, because when we talk about the Oren and the Menoir, when we talk about the Menoir, I'll tell you something that I learned. Based on what we've been talking about, including Nisayon, and we'll see something very beautiful here, but Dashgoch is we're going to be dealing with the Menorah, and it's all about the Menorah. So let's wait, and when we get there, we'll deal with the Metz Hashem. Orin Abrisva Menorah, we spoke about the two Tafkidim, Klal Yisroelez, but these two Tafkidim often interfere with each other. We're talking about the internal Tafkid and the external Tafkid. You have to build yourself and build an inner reality, build a relationship with Hashem, but that has to manifest itself externally. Think about the Moshe. Somebody came to Moshe Shapiro and Moshe asked him what he does, whatever he says. He does chesed. His thing in the world is he believes a person has to do not chesed and he does good and he gives and he helps and whatever. The Ramosha. You're supposed to say, good for you, proud Jew. You know? Ramosha says to him, there's something that has to happen before you do good. What's that? That you have to be good. It's all about going out and doing and giving and whatever, but inside you stay the same. The person has to build an inner reality of goodness. Well, you have to do good. No one's saying don't do good. But before you do good, you have to be good. You have to build a personality. You have to build a human being. You have to build a person. What's the good of going out and doing good and you stay empty?
That as well.
But Ramosha was saying a deeper inside. You have to also build the goodness inside of yourself. About it, doing makes you good. That's the chinuch. The person who's a Rosh HaGomel will start doing ma'asim tovim, eventually become a tzaddik in a chinami. But you have to build that in reality. Very important insight there. Okay. So those are the two dynamics that we're dealing with here. Shnei keinim hayu b'mishkan amarozim l'teirah kadoisha. Harishanu oran abris, born in Tzoy Malucha, is born in Tzasei for Teirah, shekaz Moshe Rabbeinu, hu amokim shemimenu yoytze Teirah Yisrael. The first of the two keinim that we're talking about here, Teirah the Kedusha, the first is the oran. Inside the oran were the luchos, both of them, Sefer Teirah, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. That's where Torah went out to Klal Yisrael. That was the source, the shoresh of Torah. As it says, "V'nodati l'cha sham mibein shnei akruvim." I will be known. That's where I will speak to you. Nodati from Loshen Das. I'll become mechubah to you, bein shnei akruvim, which on top of Aaron. Hatorah yetsis u'magia lo'ilam mi'al gabei Aaron HaKodesh. Torah goes out and comes to the world from on top of Aaron HaKodesh. It was hidden inside and it wasn't seen outside. That's Kedusha. What's Mesemel Torah? That's the Menorah. That's a remez for the light of Torah that goes out. You want to be wild? Come to the Negev. Go south. The wise thing to do, well, that was safe. Because the Menorah was in the south. Ora Menorah, Romans, Laura Torah. That's why South Africans have an edge over everybody else. Because we went wrong and we became wild. You don't have to accept that. That's not. Ora Menorah, Romans, Laura Torah. Ha Menorah, Vushoinem, Mina Oron, Omda Bachutz, Veneris Lukula. Unlike the Oron, which was completely hidden, the Menorah was available. You could see it all the time. These two kalim that were in the Mishkan are a remnant to the two tafkidim we spoke about. You have to build that inner relationship, that inner world. You have to develop and build with the Kosh Boku. Kaviyachol b'cheder hayichud. It's in the cheder yichud that he has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tafkid Hashemi la'ir l'kol ha'olam esorit Torah. And then you have to go and shine that light into the whole world. Shnei tafkidim elu mitcharim l'maisa zeim zeh. They challenge each other. Yehudi mashkiya koiches nafshim. When a person invests time and energy to develop and build and live that inner reality, that shaykhs, that relationship internally with the boy, right? He has only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the rest of the world becomes irrelevant, meaningless. That's his whole tzipia. What's going on around him? Lo manyenoto. All he's thinking about, all he's interested in is more, I'm going to do more. My kesher, my inner world, I'm developing, building with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a geshmak, and I don't need anything else. It's good with him. He's got his best friend with him, and I call Tov. He doesn't need anything else. He's so busy doing good that he forgets to be good. He's so busy fixing up the world and he's supposedly doing what he has to do out there, which is good. You have to do that also, but he can forget what the real reason is in the world for. He can neglect and muznach and actually denigrate chas v'chalila as a result of the big things he's doing out there, this kesher that he's supposed to be working on his relationship with Hashem. The very difficult balance, the mash lo poshut. How the Gedolim do this is one of the things that mafli v'raya. Who understands the importance of time and who is more jealous of his time than the Gadol? Reb Chaim knew what time was. He knew how to use his time properly. And yet, he had time for the whole world. Reb Chaim used to get bags of letters every day and he used to answer everyone. And some of those things weren't exactly... And there were times where Reb Chaim would say, come and see me. He could have just written an answer that would have satisfied the author. He felt that he needed more clarity. Kanesalai. You have time for all of this. We need a time for this. And it was never done as a, oh, I've got to do this and I've got in a malach and I haven't got time. Relax. Smile on his face. These two tafkidim, these contrasting tafkidim, but it was never a contrast. It was never a conflict. It sort of mishalevs. Rav Moshe was like that as well. Time for the guns of hell, the whole world. But his time, yeah, I've also got time for the whole world because I don't have anything to do. I'm saying I'm not so busy. So I won't learn today. So I'll learn tomorrow. Nishka fella. I'm talking about people who were. Time is. Mamish. I know you do that. Anyway. You have the inner relationship, the minister of interior, and you have the minister of foreign affairs. When you're putting all your energy and koyches into the plim, the external gets neglected. When you're putting all your time and energy in the external, the internal gets neglected. You see people going through those stages of love. When a bocha is in yeshiva, you'll have a look. His ability to function in the world is not so great. He leaves his hat on the bus and his emotional development stunts a little bit as well. It's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be kulu shakur in one thing and one thing only. Then he gets married and he starts having to build a family and then he has to go out there and then the whole inner world gets neglected. We go through phases in life like that. In the day, you can go through phases in the day like this. In the morning, you're sitting and learning and you're staying and it's all good. And then afternoon, you're outside busy working and doing your stuff. it's a very difficult bet. So that's what he's saying. Yeah. So a person needs to know how you balance this, what's more important, what gives for what gets neglected for what. And as you mentioned, you're running the beginning, and that's the work we're doing. They're all rotsan and avoidus Hashem. If you can turn the external and the internal to all to be one primary rotsan, then it's not a stira. How do the Gedolim do this? It's not a stira. Vavterecha kamoicha is also avoidus Hashem. And through that, I do develop my inner pnim relationship with Hashem. Like you said, through the doing. And when I'm building my own inner world and building my own inner reality and neglecting the external world, that's also the Rotzen Hashem. That's a Ben Torah. He's building his inner world so that he can have more to offer the outer world. And he's giving to the outer world because that's also the Rotzen Hashem that also builds him internally. And these two start working together. It's like the Kirsen and the Yud. They're not two separate styles of learning. It's one thing. Like your right leg and your left leg. They complement each other. They work together. That's how some find some balance, how we do that. Trying to work on it a little bit. Adova Baruch, Tafkir Apnimi Hua Ikka. Obviously, the inner relationship with Hashem is the Ikka. Nam Chizhoiz B'moshul Min HaChai. B'nai Zug Chaim Nosu Zeh Lezeh La'achet Tekufa Rishoyna Matchilim Litkalot Stakim. We mentioned this in Vice Yehudi. It's a very important moshul, but the nimshul is also choshul. So let's learn it. You have a zug, they get married and everything's fine for a while, but then afterwards the cracks start appearing in the walls. Yeah, like a new built house, very beautiful. Wave. Afterwards, it starts seeing some cracks. And no one will give you a guarantee that there won't be cracks, correct, Mr. Architect? No one's learned how to design and build a house, you're not in this country, where you don't get cracks. You don't get cracks, you have to be worried that someone's hiding something. Cracks! And then the Shalom Bais starts getting a little bit shaky. So the husband goes to the Yoitz Nisui, Alavai, Bezrat Hashem, he'll go and he'll ask me later, he'll speak to somebody. And there's two central problems with his wife. The toil, he tamid atzuva muchneset. She's always miserable. She's always upset. And she begia baisa, he lo mitecheses salai. You know, come on, she doesn't, whatever. She doesn't jump up and smile and say, hello. Anin lo manyenoto. Lo ipchus lamimeni. She's not interested in me. She doesn't care about me. Dovan reisav, he gam eino oise tafkido kuroi. Baisa eino musuda. Also, she's not running the house properly. The house is a mess. Ain't ochel, ain't seidim and ikayon. The house is a mess. Two complaints that the husband has. First of all, the way she relates to him is not so good. And second of all, the house is not exactly being run the way he would like. Yaitzen is suin mazin le davrei abal, but keshevoimel. He listens carefully to what doesn't say, and he says, Tire, ani ochel apoto achas mi ba'atcha. I can solve one of your problems. I can't solve both. You choose. Whichever one I save is going to be on the cheshbon of the other one. Ima potez baya aleph. That means I can get your wife to be very nice and friendly and happy and everything will be fine, but the house is going to be a bombshell. Or you can have very nice, sweet, beautifully well-run, misuda, yekisha house, but the first problem is going to remain. You choose. Which one do you want? You have to make a choice. Anybody here want to think about that for 30 seconds to see what you would choose? Everyone here would go for the neat house, right? Of course not. Of course not. Kol baal b'riya b'navsha yom yishua medit isha smecha v'chay nichanit sheityaches alav shi'i lo yipkos mimenu afino abayis here more suda. He'll get takeaways, b'seder, but he comes up, he's got a friendly, nice wife, he's happy, and she cares about him, and she's concerned about him, and the house is mamash a disaster zone. Of course, he'd choose that. And we're not saying that's ideal. Ideally, we'd like both. But if you can only have one, nobody would choose the second. Unless he's really, really... He needs more than a yoitz nisuin. No, he needs more than a yoitz nisuin. He needs something else if he chooses the second. Who your man says that there is a day matzav ze ulai. He'll find a way to clean up the house again. Nozeret, he'll do it himself. Titen shirot tikabes tevashel abayis yim avrik vanoit ach panay chamutzes voiser yatsu berot tenet kol hazman. But a house that's neat and tidy, but you walk around with a wife that's vinegary and angry and whatever, shufalo yochali svoigze, no one can live with it. There's no solution to that. An untidy house, there's lots of solutions. Move every 6 months. there's solution to that problem, but a miserable wife. Lezein tachlif, lelev, lekesh, lelav, it mosorot, it chotiyot, vakir, v'ein efshulut, tachach, ozeret, olaso, izzois, levad. You can't do that on your own, and you can't get that anywhere else. Okay, so that's the marshal, and it's in other contexts, it's a mimshul as well. Aval, let's see how that works, yeah. B'nai Yisrael, nimsholim, b'shir hashim, l'ayos. Israel, we know, is a spouse of a Kodesh Baruch. The Boron Yeshtei Tainos Aleinu, Arushayne Pimis, Einanu Kesh Yashel Ava V'Simcha. Hashem's got two titles against us. Hashem goes off to the marriage council and says, listen, I got this wife called Klal Yisrael, and I've got two problems. The first is the inner world. He doesn't build a kesher with love and simcha with me. Ein choshim kesher pnim mivoyiv. Ein lechem gaive b'yoyiz dotchem. Uvda, atem atzuvim. Lo smeichim b'zeh shatari yosi. You're not happy that I'm your husband, that you're my wife. I give you everything and you're miserable. Atem lo mityachsim alai. You don't even think about me. Even when you're in the shul, you don't think about me. Ani lo manyan etcham rachmanu letzlar. And also, you're not keeping the mitzvahs. You're not giving me what I asked you to do. What's the first one Hashem wants us to misaken? Pashut. It's a mufurish halacha. Ein sofik jeschus akedim hi lesimcha pnimis shelanu vavoyres Hashem lo yishreinu agodul liyoyis bonov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the kabbalos al malchus shemayim. That's what has to come first. You can't say Bahayim Shemayim Tishmu. You can't be Makabal on mitzvahs until you've been Makabal on Malchus Shemayim. So Halacha Mufreshes. The Gemara that haven't been done. No, maybe you should first be Makabal on mitzvahs. And like Rav Shmuel said, through the old mitzvahs, you'll come to the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. What's the teretz? What's the maskon of the Gemara? What's the Halacha? No, you first have to say Vahafta Seshem Lokecha, and then you can say Bahayim Shemayim. You can't have Bahayim Shemayim without the Vahafta. That's halacha b'fereshes. What can I do? When you say Shema, what do you say first? Baruch Hashem Hashem Elokecha or Vayim Shemoya? Baruch. Why? There was a havamina in the Gemara that you should be Vayim Shemoya first. We pass cannot like that. What's going to happen? Vada, you have to do the mitzvah. Vada, we'll see. Vada, to makan the mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah. You can makabel mit, you can makabel malchus, you can be makabel malchus shemayim all day long. Okay, so and then you'll become a Christian. But that's a problem. You need to say v'ayim shemayim also. You have to do the mitzvah. But whose mitzvahs are you doing? The Nefesh HaChaim doesn't ever intimate that. Forget about Hashem. There's no Hashem. You just do the mitzvah. Well, what kind of mitzvahs are those? There has to be a mitzvah. There has to be someone who's mitzvah in the mitzvah. That I have some shaykhah. Avada. At the end of the day, the mice is the ikar. I'll show you that now. I'll show you that in the most unbelievable terms. The mice is the ikar. The end result's even irrelevant. But there has to be a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim before you can ever. And if there is a kasha, it's a kasha on the Nefesh of Chaim from the Gemara. It's not a kasha on the Nefesh. The Gemara says it's mafurish, and that's the halacha. So we have to see what he means. He's talking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, something else. He was coming to smash the musag in the world. Yeah, you have to be careful when you what you say. You're in the wrong place for understanding the Nefesh HaChaim too well. No, I'm saying you have to. He was coming to deal with that musag in the world. That the ike is the pnim, and that's by Shani by Sushan also. We had that little comment. It says by the Keteris in most involved dvash ain odem yoichol lamid mitnei reicha. If you put dvash into the Keteris, it would be so much better. It would be such an unbelievable step up of the Keteris, and no one would be able to even stand before you. You would smell it, your neshama would leave your body. No, so why don't we put Vasa? But Lama and Marvin both Vasa. Why don't we put Vasa? It sounds like a great thing to do. You know what? The nation calls it Betoira. It's in the Torah, don't put Vasa in the Betoira. You asked the previous Gera Rebbe why daven so early. But the Hasidim, you have to, it takes time to get ready to daven. Yeah? And they do it for a reason. They're not lazy. They want to get ready. They want to daven. Their davening is a work of art. So sometimes you land up davening after Sosman Tchela. Well, to get ready, why does he break from the traditions and he davened so early? He brought this thing. But if I would daven late, I could daven a much better daven. It would be much better. It would look so nice. It would be vash. There's a soft spot here. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim said. For now, first you have to understand there's a mitzvah. He wants you to do what he wants you to do. You have to do it because he's telling you to do it. Now go do it, of course. But without the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, what are you doing? Yeah. There's another Nakuda that you're raising here that needs clarification. If it doesn't deal with it, yeah, we'll deal with it. Where it goes into this in much more length in Chelek Aleph is. Yeah, we're saying if you only have the choice of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim and Kabbalah Samitzvah, you have to do the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. We'll see, that's not supposed of the Allah either, and that's what the Nefesh HaChaim says. We'll see. Yeah. Although Kadosh Baruch Hu does say, okay, no, what, leave that because it's kind of muddy the waters. The Pasuk does say, just to make it a bit more broaden the problem, the Pasuk does say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we're in Golos because Tachas She'el Avodah Hashem B'Simcha B'Tiv Leivo. I was serving Hashem, but it wasn't B'Simcha B'Tiv Leivo. You see, there's a problem with the lack of. I just want to say one thing, I'll just stop here. I heard something such an insight. It's to do with the Menorah and it's to what we're talking about in terms of the Nisayin is to do something. So there's a deep connection between Reuven saving Yosef and Chanukah. It's not the time to deal with this now. It's Erev Shavuos, but the Torah is all connected. You know? So Yosef is very deeply connected to Chanukah. I'm not going into that now. But there's a deep connection between Reuven, the Midrash says, when Reuven saved Yosef and to Adlokas Nechanukah. Remind me Chanukah when Chanukah rolls in again. Moedic insight. It's all Muhammad between Tzadis and the Donim and the Tzdukim. And that is mamish relevance today. What's going on today in the Torah world is mamish this. So, but just to show you our Nakuda on the Nakuda of Nisoyin, or the Prince of have any Soyin. How did Reuven save Yosef? The Sanhedrin, the brothers, the Shiftei Kohar had passed the death sentence on Yosef. The boy Reuven let Selo. Reuven came to save him. How did he save him? They threw him into a pit, Sha'en Bomai. What was in the pit? Snakes and scorpions. How did he save him? Out of the frying pan into the fire. That's a big saving. Oh, Shkoyach. Shkoyach. I'm going to save you. And throw him into a pit full of scorpions and snakes. So there are many different approaches to this. I'm going to clutch just try to find out what he did. Baner Chanukah, we all know that the big question, why do we keep 8 days? What's the celebration for 8 days? The miracle is only for 7. They had oil for 1 day, and that they lit, and then it burned for 7 days. It was a miracle of 7 days. So there are millions of answers to that. I'm not going to go into that now. But there's a Gersa, that Gemara, that's based on the Gemara, in the Bavli thing. What's it? My Chanukah, Yoyalem, Shemen, Rakli, Nechor, and they maddict it. The Shilters of Rabbi Goyin has a slightly different gears on that Gemara. His gears says, Loyalem Shemen Afilu Leyoimecha. Changes the whole meaning, right? Wow. That's big. They didn't even have oil for 1 day. So what's the halacha? You don't light. You have to light the menorah in such a way that it can burn until the next day. Same as for us today. You have to light the menorah so it can burn for half an hour. If there's not enough oil to burn for half an hour when you light it, you're not going to, correct? So what did they light? Come on, Kamehameha. What did they light for? What was Reuven doing when he tried to save Yosef? You do whatever you can. What about the outcome? None of your business. That's what they were saying. The milchama against Reuven was, Reuven says you have to accomplish. You have to accomplish. That's why mitzvahs don't mean that much, just because what do they accomplish? If the mitzvahs do something good for me, they're nice for me, they make sense to me, I'll keep them. If you can show me that keeping times on mishpacha prevents cervical cancer, the baltic, okay, worth doing, but if not, why should I bother? What does a Jew say? We keep the mitzvahs because Hashem gave us the mitzvahs. We do what we have to do. The accomplishment is none of our business. In Yiddish, we say you have to tonen, not uftonen. You have to do, not accomplish. What would Reuven say? He looked at the situation. He said, I don't think I can save Yosef. I don't see any way to save Yosef. What can I do? The only thing I can do is I can delay them killing him here and put him there. Maybe that little bit of time, who knows what can happen. I have to do something because I have to do what I can do. So he delayed the death by 10 minutes. What happened? Afterwards, look at the whole chain of events that happened, but that had nothing to do with that. He'll get half of that, but that's not what he did. All he did was delay the moment. What did the Chashmonim do? That's all we have? We have to do whatever we can do because that's the Ikam Milchama against death. We do what we have to do because we do everything we have to do. You don't see what this is going to do. You don't see if it's going to help. You don't see what's it going to do with you. What's going to help? What's going to accomplish? What's going to come out of it? Lot! And it'll fizzle out in 20 minutes. So you weren't going to, but you did everything you could do. Had you not lit, you would have been held accountable. Like I mentioned, the Maaseh of the Biskaror. Did he really think he could stop them going up in the end? No. No, he didn't think there was anything he could do anymore. So what did he get up again for? Because that much I can do. It's going to help. Why are you asking a stupid question? It's not sure to me whether it'll help or not. I have to do what I can do and no more. What happens in the end? Look for sure life. And that's the Ikam Mokhama. You're trying to kiruv today. It just hit me. There are guys out there that I know. I'm meeting, we sent out, and other people that send a kiruv today. But it's nothing to do with being right. You can prove to the guy the Torah is true. Law Mishanel of Klum. Unless you can train what it's doing for me, when am I going to improve my life? I'm going to get more pleasure. I'm going to get more benefit. Then maybe I'll have a look and I'll start doing these things. You want to sell Torah today? You're going to show him that the truth is interested in the truth. You prove to the guy the Torah is true. You knock out all these shtiot. You say to him, no. He says, no, what? What are you going to do? Nothing. I'm going back to earth. But it's true. So what? Show me how it's benefiting to me. It's good for me. Okay, maybe I'll look into it. Show me the outcome. That's not a Jew. A Jew is process. We're involved in the world of process. Avada, we have an end goal. We have a direction where we need to go. But that's none of my business. My business is to do what I need to do. That's the manila. You lot. It'll burn. It won't burn. You just could fail up. None of my business. Anyway, there's more to that, but I just thought it was a nice chizuk for what we're trying to work on in this chibura. Do what you can do. More than that, nothing.
And it's well, too much focused on the business.